The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here on this lovely, lovely day.
Yes, wherever you are.
That's right. What are we talking about today?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Three golden words.
I am sorry.
And if you want to get abbreviated, two golden words.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. One golden word, sorry. It's all golden today.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the thing that will make it all work. And the it is whatever is not.
What? You got me confused there.
Whatever is not working. This will make it all work.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Listening.
All right, listening.
Most of us don't really, truly listen.
Although, if you've been listening to the show for some time, as many of you loyal listeners do, and thank you so much for making us one of the top shows for the sixth year on the Seventh Wave Network, we know that you're getting better at listening.
But you will disregard what we're saying now because you think you already have heard this before.
Our life is repetitious.
Yeah, but it's just like your relationship or partnership or people around you that keep
saying
the same things over and over. That's because they're not listened to. If you actually hear what another person says, with the intention of hearing it from their point of view, not to see whether you agree or disagree, not to see if it fits some agenda of yours, but to actually hear what they're saying rather than figure out what you're going to say when they're done, that's enough for them to be complete with that thought so they never have to say it to you again.
You know, this morning we were speaking with a couple who had been conflicted for some time. And what was really interesting was once they aired their grievances with each other, once they actually started listening to each other rather than being defended that it wasn't their fault or being blameful that the conflict was the other's fault or wanting their partner to take equal blame rather than simply to hear what each other had to say, once all of that got out of the way, it still wasn't complete. It was not complete until those three golden words crossed their lips. Because you know, when you're in a relationship and you do something, even unwittingly, unmeaningfully,
unintentionally,
that is hurtful to your partner, I am sorry can really reset the scales, it can start things over, it can wipe away a world of hurt. So we're going to be talking about the whole forgiveness aspect today, the I'm sorry, and the willingness to say it, what it takes, and some forgiveness ideas that you may not have thought of. But first, let's talk about those three.
Forgive me before we talk about
you need to talk
that.
More about listening?
No. I want to talk about that yesterday we launched our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven,
A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage.
And it's doing very well on Amazon. We want to thank all of you who bought books. And we're extending that for one more day, that special order or program that we have. We get $400 worth of gifts if you buy How to Have a Match Made in Heaven online today from Amazon.
Just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You will see right there on the homepage the link that will take you to the book promotion.
And it, share it with friends.
It, you know what? It really helps as far as being able to forgive yourself and forgive your partner and forgive people and to move on to have healthy relationships. There are some real keys in there as well. And if you're listening to the show a year down the line and we're no longer doing the book promotion, no problem.
You can still buy the book, I'm sure.
And you can buy it anywhere books are sold.
Right.
Three principles.
Right. Three principles. First one is anything you say no to or resist persists, it grows stronger, and it's what your life becomes about.
Right. It dominates your life. Yes, we do finish each other's sentences.
If you missed that part, we didn't say it. But we're saying it now.
That's the first principle.
We finish each other's sentences.
No, anything you resist.
Persists, grows stronger, and it's all you think about. You notice it's sort of funny. The things you say yes to, like a deer in your backyard, they disappear real quick. Things you say no to stick around.
Okay, second principle. It's pretty simple. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
This moment is perfect exactly as it is.
Okay, you ready? You can only be exactly as you are right now.
How about right now? That was a better snap.
I like that snap. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. That principle does not have to do with time. It has to do with the moment you find yourself in. In this moment, you can only be exactly as you are.
That moment. The first one is wimpy.
Then if we add time to that, if we look back when we first started talking about the second principle a few moments ago, all of us could only have been exactly as we were in that moment. And I just want to stress this second principle because it really is key in this theme of forgiveness, in the three golden words, I am sorry. Third principle, anything you see without judging
completes itself. Anything that you see and don't say no to or yes to, but just see, non-preferentially, if you just see the way it is, it's enough for it to be complete in that moment.
As we're talking about these three golden words, I am sorry, I have a feeling the majority of you, when looking at the theme of this show, thought about those words in terms of you being sorry to another person for something that you did that you felt was a transgression, or you're wishing that they would say they're sorry to you. But I'd like to address something different first. This I am sorry really starts with you. Now I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you hard on yourself? Ask yourself, am I hard on myself? And I guarantee you there are things that you've not forgiven yourself for. For instance, things you didn't know.
Very funny.
What?
You said that, and my mind conjured up. We were up on the Delaware River this past weekend, Ariel and I, and we were fishing there with a guide, and this giant rainbow trout comes up, and I missed it. And that's what I'm not forgiving myself for.
Yeah, because you were too
fast. I pulled the fly
right out of his mouth.
Right out of his mouth.
But then there are other things like how many of you said I'm going to be the shortstop on the Yankees when I grow up, or I'm going to be an astronaut, or you made promises to yourself that you didn't keep, or you made promises to another person. How many of you are divorced? And you
promised to be with them forever.
Have you forgiven yourself?
Yes, I have.
You know, sometimes what you don't know going into something, and then you hold yourself in that situation because you're unforgiving of yourself. You don't say, I'm sorry.
But you see, that, you know, our lives are unfolding perfectly. And my getting divorced was the perfect thing for the rest of my life. I didn't realize it at the time.
Were you hard on yourself at the time?
I was very hard on myself. I thought I had failed. I thought I was not a good person. I thought I had given my word to this person. How can I abandon them? And at the same time, what I discovered was my life has unfolded perfectly. Otherwise, I never would be doing what I'm doing now.
You know, switching gears just slightly, I'll bet you some of you have done things like made mistakes at work. And then you go home and you're hard on yourself about it at night rather than saying to yourself, I'm sorry I did that, or saying to your boss, I'm sorry I did that. But you don't let it go. You chew on it and it eats your life. There's another possibility, and that is being here.
Yes. And we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Let's take
Eric,
him.
Eric, are you there? Eric. I thought we had a caller.
Hi.
Oh,
hi,
there you are.
We have a caller.
Hey, how are you guys?
Excellent.
How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm calling you from Cambridge, Massachusetts, outside of a courthouse. I'm not in trouble, if anyone's worried. It's part of what I do for a living.
Aha, the lawyer hat. You're wearing the lawyer hat today.
I am wearing the lawyer hat today. I called in because I heard the beginning part of the show, and I may fall into that group of people who's hard on themselves.
You may. May you really?
I find it actually fairly easy to forgive other people and let things go. I mean, I'm no saint. I'm sure I hold on to things. But for the most part, I find it so much easier to forgive somebody else than to be okay with something that I may have made a mistake on or bumbled or whatever the appropriate word would be.
Yes.
I try to when I remember the second principle that you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
Right.
That's sort of a life-saving principle.
It certainly is.
Eliminating principle.
It really, really is a very forgiving principle.
But I also sometimes don't apply that principle.
Yes.
Or I don't think of it, and I just play a pattern in my head about how I could have done it differently, or just decide that I'm not good enough, or I shouldn't do it again, or
well,
whatever.
Eric, you know what you are?
Uh-oh. No, Shia, what am I?
Normal.
I'm what? Normal?
Normal. Normal.
Well, that's certainly possible.
Yeah.
You know, when you say, Eric, that you get in a pattern of, or start a pattern in your head, or you don't start a pattern in your head. When you get upset, the pattern starts. It's mechanical. It's not something you're volitionally doing because you're faulted somehow.
Right.
It's one of those things that happens when a person gets upset.
But you see, you think you're especially bad. That's why I say
how
you're
did
normal.
You know?
Most people are hard on themselves. Most people have been taught that the only way you get anything done is to berate yourself for your mistakes.
Right. I have to say, if I forgive myself, it feels like I'm just letting myself off with hardly a warning.
Yeah, but you know, look, you're a lawyer, right?
Yes.
You're a defense attorney even, yes?
That is correct.
There's a lot of people who go to jail for a long time, and they come out and they do it again.
Oh, indeed they do.
Have you noticed that?
I may, in fact, represent some people like that.
Yes, right. So your picking on yourself really doesn't secure any change in the future. You'll continue the behavior if you keep beating on yourself. Because the recidivism rate in prisons is, what, 80% or more?
I actually don't know, but I know it is far more than we would like.
That's right. And given that, then punishing people, locking them up, being hard on them doesn't seem to produce the desired effect of having people forgive themselves and move on in their lives and be productive and satisfied and useful members of the society.
I mean, interimly, it removes them as a menace or a threat to people, but ultimately...
Right. It's not... They call it the correctional facility, but it doesn't correct anything.
That is absolutely accurate.
So you're beating on yourself when you see you've done something that you don't approve of in your standards. That doesn't end it. That doesn't complete it. It keeps itself. It's like a self-perpetuating beat on yourself machine.
Right.
What might be much more valuable is the third principle.
The third principle.
Yeah, where you
whatever
just
you allow
notice
to be.
How you're being, and you don't try to be different than you are. The noticing of it is enough for it to complete itself. See, people are so busy trying to get to a better place, Eric, that they miss out on being where they are.
So even if I am not as good as I would like to be.
Well, you're as good as you can be.
Right.
At least in that moment or this moment.
You know, I think it's very interesting. I think good people worry about being as good as they can be. If you're not a good person, you don't really care.
That's very funny. That's good.
That's absolutely true.
I'm sure you've met some people like that.
I have been around some people who I would judge as not necessarily the most moral people.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
And they have no problem with who they are.
Very right. They don't care.
They're totally okay with who they are. Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, we saw something on TV yesterday about a gypsy family that goes around, uses their little kids and their infants and to help rob stores. And that's their culture. Their culture is that is fine and preferable. You've been enculturated in another way. And so part of...
And part of your enculturation is to feel guilty and wrong and bad as though you're doing your life wrong, like you're not enough.
Yeah.
You're not good enough.
Pretty much it. That sums it up.
And... but that's just the inculcation. That's just the culture you were raised in. That our approach is anthropological. If you just see it as though you're a scientist studying a culture of one, Eric, your life will transform. And Eric, we need to go to a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly with Eric and with you. So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
We're speaking with Eric about three golden words. I am sorry. Still with us, Eric?
Yes, I am. I actually had a thought.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, it came to me. Besides forgiving people easily, I'm also very quick to praise other people way more than I would praise myself. I know that's not the same as I'm sorry, but it feels related.
It kind of sounds like a flip side of the same coin, though, where you'll praise.
Yeah, you can see other people's greatness and yours, well, it's fleeting.
Well, actually, though, when you say that you forgive people, I have a feeling that you may hide from yourself, Eric, when you're also being hard on people in your thoughts because you disapprove of it. There came a time about a year ago, you came to a workshop, and we were just getting started on this new book that came out. And you were talking to us about possibly, because your other hat is as a literary agent, representing us if we...
One of his other hats.
One of your other hats. If we wanted to get the book out to other publishers rather than publishing it through our company.
Right.
And we were a little confused about where we wanted to go at that point. It was really in the formative stage. And I don't believe that we couldn't at that time give you a definitive yes, definitive no, got a little unwieldy. And there was a period of time where there was a break between us until you actually forgave us for not being a immediate yes to your offer.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't even know that I saw that.
These
are the thought police to arrest me. Sorry,
again?
I'm outside of a courthouse. There are sirens. I don't doubt you. I know you guys are very aware of things like that. And, you know, you and I, the two of you and I go back a long way, and sometimes it can be, if I'm disappointed by something, I may not even want to see it or acknowledge it. And
yeah,
I'm sure that
disappointment is another way of being hard on yourself.
It would be exciting to represent. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I interrupted you. Being disappointed is another way of being hard on yourself. So whether you were disappointed in us or disappointed in you somewhere, it took you a while to bob back up to the surface.
Yeah, that's certainly possible, and I'm just going to say yes, because I have no one. I don't remember all that well. I just know how to say yes.
Can't expect too much.
I say yes to that. It's really fun.
And by the way, what a great opportunity for me to say I'm sorry. But I feel like
did it cost you anything to say that?
What's that?
Did it cost you anything to say that?
Absolutely not.
Did it hurt to say that?
No, actually, it felt good. And
isn't that interesting?
Hey, Eric?
Yes.
I'm sorry that we were confused at that time and that we weren't just, it wasn't an easy conversation. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. And no problem.
And you know what's really neat? Everybody, Eric didn't even remember the conversation. It doesn't matter. Being willing to apologize is just so wonderful. It's empowering. It's lovely. It's healing.
See, we've been raised in a culture where being right is the important thing, not being accountable for your way of being, but being right about your way of being.
We once practiced in a workshop just turning to somebody and saying, you know, I'm sorry, even though you may not have ever met them before, just to practice saying I'm sorry. And a woman jumped up and said, I would rather crawl over ground glass than say I'm sorry.
Really happened.
It upset her so badly. She just couldn't tolerate it, the idea of apologizing, because we've been programmed that you have to, you know, die rather than, or that you have to give something up in order to give up being right.
Hmm. Well, hey, actually, it also makes me feel closer to you. So, it's a bonus.
Bonus. When do we see you next?
I will be down in New York in 2 or 3 weeks for Transformation in the Workplace, and I hope people who are listening would like to meet me and you in person, because it's going to be a really good time. I've already started, when I signed up for the course, things already started to happen for me.
Well,
that
always happens for people. When they sign up for a course, it creates a context around their life based on what the course is, and the course begins when you register.
September 22nd and 23rd, by the way.
That's right. And then the 24th, I'll be at Monday Night Alive, which
Excellent.
Will be following it.
Yay.
And then if I can, on the 25th, I'll be back in New England, in Natick, where I'm going to actually be hosting my own meetup called Say Yes to Your Life New England. So if there's anyone from New England who has been thinking about coming to an event, I'll be hosting one. And you can find out about it on the, well, you guys actually probably have some links on your website.
We do, actually, up on transformationmadeeasy.com under seminars and coaching. We have a link to all the different Say Yes to Your Life meetups that are around the world. And if you go down several links, you'll see, actually get to see Eric there and Say Yes to Your Life New England. And that's him. And you are
It'll be beautiful. It's the fall in New England. It's romantic and it's lovely, and you get to meet some interesting people.
Great.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for being on the show with us, Eric.
Yeah,
thank
Eric.
You guys. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
That
love
feels so
too,
good.
Man.
We love you too. And you know what?
What?
Practice forgiving yourself for all those little things, missing the stoplight in your car, little and big, just, you know. Be willing to be easy with yourself and see what happens.
I will.
You can give us a report in Transformation on the Workplace.
I absolutely will do that.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thanks for being.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have
another
caller. Let's take her. Stephanie, are you with us?
Stephanie.
Maybe taken. Justin, you got Stephanie for us?
Well, what are we going to do? Well, we'll talk about...
What? I'm sorry?
I guess.
I'm sorry. We have a break on this. Let me see if I send something.
Well, what does it cost to give up being right? How's that?
I like that. What does it cost?
I don't know. But if I were to look, I'd say it costs you your... pride.
It does.
It costs you pride. That's what it costs to give up being right.
It also...
And what does it cost to be right?
Everything.
Oh, what's everything include?
Love.
Love?
Intimacy.
Intimacy.
Health.
Health.
actually feeling good physically.
Feeling good physically?
Sex.
Sex? Ooh, that's what it costs to be right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I better give up being right, huh?
Yep.
Will I get all those things if I give up being right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get Stephanie on there now. Justin, you with us? Stephanie?
It's Stephanie.
Oh, there you are. Excellent.
I heard you all the time and enjoyed every word you were saying.
Well, thank you.
You sound good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good, and I'm so happy to hear you and your conversation with Eric. It was just, I enjoyed everything. It cleared so many questions already.
Excellent.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany.
You're home. Good.
Yeah, I'm home.
Excellent. Hey, happy 50th birthday. We know it just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, thank you. It's very exciting. I'm 50, and life is so vital. I am so vital.
That's right.
Excellent.
You are.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It never occurred to me that I can say really the three words, I'm sorry, to myself.
It's a pretty radical idea, isn't it?
It is.
Well, if, you know, most of us beat on ourselves for what we did or didn't do rather than realize that was the only thing we could have done and move on with our lives. You know how much time you spend wasted by complaining to yourself about how you've done your life, even either long time or just in the last few moments?
You know what? When I dialed into the show,
mm-hmm.
I mixed up two numbers while I was dialing, and I caught it immediately. But then I already started beating on myself, and then I beat it on myself for beating on myself. And then I thought it was a good idea to call you.
Well, you know, it's funny. We start our new book pretty much with you when you are beating on yourself for how you are being.
But what's fun is you have a sense of humor about it today.
I do.
And I also want to second what Shia said to Eric. Beating on yourself or beating on yourself makes you normal. Most people are hard on themselves, and then they're hard on themselves for being that way.
And then they're hard on anybody who they're in relationship with.
Yeah.
You know, there's this newer age idea that we should replace our negative thoughts with positive ones, and then when we're, quote, negative in our thoughts, people have a tendency to be hard on themselves because of the negativity, and everybody knows that positive is better. Well, that's change. You know, there's a big political process going on right now where we're in the process of
electing
a new president or re-electing the president that's current. And
yeah.
The president's wife was speaking last night. She was talking about how change is hard and it doesn't happen all at once. And that's really true. Change is hard. It doesn't happen
it
all at once.
It takes place over time, and it only happens in limited ways. Transformation, on the other hand, doesn't take place in time or over time. It happens in an instant. It happens in the current moment of your life. It happens when you get here. And it's complete. It doesn't, it's not hard. It's easy. That's why we call our website is transformationmadeeasy.com. Because it really is easy if you discover how to do it. And I'll tell you, we talk about listening at the beginning of the show. Listening pulls you into the current moment if you're truly listening. And that's where transformation takes place, when you get here and now.
Interestingly enough, Shia says this right now to everybody about how listening pulls you into the moment. I know there are times where you think you can't be listening because you're alone, but that's not actually accurate. You can listen with your eyes. you can either divert your eyes where you're looking into middle space and then you're listening to the conversation in your head, or your eyes can actually be processing information in your environment. So I found, for me, on this trip Shia and I took, he was talking about it, where we were fishing, there was one day our friend Mac came up and joined us, and he and Shia went out for a day with our guide, and they had a really great time. And I had a really great time taking a lengthy walk down a country road and basically listening not only to the sounds of the insects, but watching things, actually seeing things, having an encounter
being
in real
there,
space. Yeah, being here.
Being there to see it, because you weren't lost in your thoughts about things that didn't exist in that current moment.
And it was lovely. Being here pulls you into the moment. And from that place, life is easy and there's actually nothing to forgive.
Hmm. That's wonderful. You know, when I'm sitting here, when I listened to you, or I'm sitting now here on my couch, my sofa. My cat is came next to me because she feels that I'm relaxed, obviously, and I'm looking out of the garden, but I'm listening to you. But everything around me seems to be more beautiful than an hour ago.
That's because you're
That's so funny.
See it. You know,
even my desk will think it's I was working on it and the files are not that yet back in the shelves, and I thought, oh my God, it's not in order. But it is in order. It is. It has all its own beauty. It's great.
If you're here to see it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Most of us are so driven to get to where we think we ought to be that we miss being where we are.
Yeah, and there were two things when you were describing the three principles, and I heard that a lot of times, but I was really listening, and then you said something like, the moment is perfect. And that was so impressive.
By the way, I want to...
Well, it is perfect. The moment is really perfect.
Yeah, and then there is no crime. I have done
you.
Nothing to forgive. Who cares? I dialed a wrong number, and
That's right.
Was all perfect.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Amazing. And the next thing that happened, I enjoyed the show so much, when you apologized, Eric apologized to you, and you apologized to Eric. And hearing this, I could feel it, and it was like a, it felt like a healing energy to, that I can really forgive myself or whatever. It just felt so good to be with you.
Sweet. We have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back. And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a reminder, we are back at Monday Night Alive on this Monday, September 10th, and we have the Tuesday Night Alive, the international conference call with hubs all around the world on Tuesday, September 11th. Stephanie will be there in the Hamburg hub, and we had the opportunity to chat with Stephanie on the break, and she let us know that in Germany on Amazon.de, our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, Marriage, is still number one in the categories of love and romance and marriage, and also, interestingly enough, recovery. But I suppose it's all to help people recover from the disappointment of things like divorce or breaking up. That maybe that's how it got into that category. We're number one in that category here, I believe, also in the U.S., which is kind of cool. Stephanie, before you go, I want to thank you for something.
Yeah?
You know, there came a time you were talking about this metabolic balance way of eating that you were on, and Shia and I were toying with the idea of looking at doing something additional for our health and well-being, and you said it's been like magic for you and that you were sleeping like a rock, and we invested, and I just want you to know I hit my goal weight today, and Shia hit his some time ago, and we are healthier than we've been in a long time. So thank you very much for the inspiration.
My pleasure.
And I have to tell you, at 54 or 54 and a half years of age, I'm far healthier than I was at age 50, so the best is yet to come, lady.
Cool. I'm so much looking forward to every moment.
Great. Well said. Hey, we got to go. We have another caller on the line.
Thank you for calling in today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Mena.
Hello?
Hello.
Let me guess. You're calling in from Cambridge, England?
Cambridge, England.
Yay.
Yay.
We actually saw you. Our video of the month this month is about all the international calls, and we saw you on the Cambridge, England portion of the video of the month. If you guys haven't seen it yet, you should go up there. It's really fun.
Oh, it's very cool. Lots of people from all over Europe and the world.
Yeah.
Calling into, yeah.
What can we do for you today?
I love those monthly calls.
Yeah, we do too.
What can we do for you today?
I wanted to mainly say thank you, because listening to your show today, it was funny. I had a few flashbacks of how I used to be in the past before I started doing your workshops, and it used to take me maybe, I could hold on to a grudge for a long time, and it's funny because I'd forgotten, in a way, how I used to be, and nowadays, life is so magical because that doesn't happen anymore. especially in my marriage, it's really amazing.
You know, I realized that over the years something's really happened with Shia and I, too, where it used to be that Shia would do things that I found offensive. I'd be right about that, and then I was pretty good about communicating to say, hey, you did this or you didn't do this, and I'm bothered by it. But I demanded that he apologize. I like it. You know, it's not going to be okay until you say you're sorry. And as you say you had flashbacks, I realize it's been such a long time since that dynamic has been in place where there's a demand on each other.
I don't know that demanding, and I'm sorry, is a very...
very viable...
very enlightened point of view, to
say
the truth.
I agree. I just, as you said that, I found it really funny going back and...
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, Shia, I ever demanded that of you. That's pretty funny.
You can't demand an I'm sorry. And I'm sorry can come from your heart, but it's not a thing that...
Well, actually, you can, and Shia was actually capable of producing it from his heart when needed. But
especially when I saw what I did that created the upset.
Yeah. But I also think that, things have shifted so much between the two of us that if somehow we were to get off track, no prompting of each other would be necessary. It would just be an immediate thing.
That's so beautiful. And I found so much inspiration in your new book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, and about just having that flow, I suppose, in your relationship where you don't have to... sometimes we do get knocked, Arthur and I get knocked off center, but we see it so quickly and we don't punish each other for it, which before we met you guys, we used to punish each other all the time. And it's such an amazing experience to be loved. You know, I don't have to be perfect. And I don't know how to articulate this, but it's just we're so easy on each other, with each other now.
Right. You know, there's a whole section in our book on surrender versus succumb. And a lot of people bicker back and forth because they don't actually forgive each other. So they're keeping a little list of transgressions. And if they were the one to let go first or forgive first, they think that that makes them less, as opposed to it makes you very powerful, it makes you independent. When you can drop holding a grudge and keeping a list, you're in control of your life. That list-keeping thing, it tends to be quite automatic.
Yes.
And when we use the term surrender versus succumb, we're not talking like surrender, like wave a white flag, like that's it, I give up, you win, I lose. We're talking about allowing yourself to be touched, moved by another person's perspective, rather than have to give in where you lose something.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I've found also the principle of that you can only be exactly the way you are and you can only have been the way you were is such a gift.
Yeah.
I feel like it's amazing because then you're really in the moment and what you've done, you know, you can't kind of hold that against yourself or... There's no...
Well, if you hold it against yourself, then you lose the current moment of your life. See, it's all about whether... It's about being economical. It's about having each moment in your life or losing each moment in your life. And you lose moments when you think about how you could have done things differently because you can't. You cannot go back and correct the past. We have not discovered a time machine that will allow you to go back and correct those, quote, mistakes from your past.
I also think waiting for somebody to apologize is the flip side of the same coin. To actually demand or expect an apology, generally you have to hurt yourself and say they did it to you. Most people are so skilled at doing that, they really do believe that they've been done wrong to.
Right. They don't realize that they are hurting themselves to prove themselves right that they're hurt. But they're generating the hurt feelings.
It was interesting around this book launch. We put a lot into it. And again, today is the last day of the promotion. There were a number of people who came on board and said, hey, we'd really like to support you. We're going to send this out to our email list. And it turned out that when you gathered them all together, it was a significant portion. And not everybody did what they said they were going to do. They either forgot it, they sent it on the wrong day, they didn't send it at all, they sent it at the end of the day. And it's like I can offend myself or go, okay, that's how it shook out.
That's what we got, and we'll move on.
And if I'm not hard on me, I'm not going to be hard on them either. Life just shows up perfectly. Second principle could only be exactly as it is.
You know, you could all be held as a test to see whether you're going to get upset or live your life. Because everything is fodder for one of the two. You know, you can use anything that happens to get upset with. You can use anything that happens to be enlivened with. It's up to you. See, you determine how you respond to your life showing up. You can't change how your life shows up, but your response to it is totally within your control. Now, most people don't have a clue that they can control it because they've been raised in a climate or culture where people blame how they feel on events or other people. But how you feel is up to you. You know, last week I got food poisoning, and I was deathly ill, and I was in the hospital, and I was excellent.
His body wasn't so hot, but he was fine.
But I was excellent in all that. You can use, and I used it to bring myself into my life rather than to feel sorry for myself or complain or feel as though I had done something wrong.
That's brilliant.
You know, when you go about living your life in a proactive manner, it's going to be very rare that you have to say you're sorry.
That's true. If you're really here in the current moment of your life, you start becoming appropriate in how you respond to your life. And so whatever you do, if you are there for it, you don't create karma.
I'll give you an example. I really, before this show's over today, have to thank our assistants, Christina and Leah and Val. And in particular, Leah and Valerie, with this book promotion that we've been doing, I saw Valerie up online at 12:30 last night answering people, making sure they got their book promotion details because she didn't want them to have to wait. And Leah's up practically at the crack of dawn answering emails and making sure people are taken care of. And we are so, and Christina's here right now making us lunch so that when we're off the show, we have fuel to go about our day. And I really, really appreciate you guys, and we are profoundly grateful, and we say thank you. If we don't say thank you, we're going to have to say I'm sorry.
Yes,
you're overlooking
right,
later
right.
on.
I say thank you, too.
So there. Anybody you want to thank,
Mena?
Sorry?
Anybody out there you want to thank?
Yeah, I want to thank my husband for being with me and all the people that you work with. And I've been emailing a lot with Leah especially and Val and Christina, and it's so inspiring how they take care of people.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling in today, Mena. It's been a real treat talking to you, and we're also really fortunate to be able to talk to you next week on Tuesday at the International Call, too.
Yes,
so,
looking forward to
Cambridge.
Yay! Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And by the way, I had fun seeing friends of yours in Cambridge buy our book yesterday, so thanks for sharing transformation with people. And I'll tell you, everybody, share this show. Share the possibility of having a wonderful life with your friends. It makes a difference.
It really is a possibility, too.
Transformation is a communicable
ease.
Yes. Thank you for being here. We will be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.